Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
The virus that causes shingles is sleeping in 99% of people over 50. It's lying dormant, waiting, and it could reactivate at any time. And while not everyone at risk will develop shingles, it strikes as a painful, blistering rash that can last for weeks. Think you're not at risk for shingles? It's time to wake up, because shingles could wake up in you. If you're over 50, talk to your doctor or pharmacist about shingles prevention.
Hey, this is Junior, and I have a long-standing relationship with the American Red Cross to get the word out about blood donation within the African-American community, letting people know how important community donations are to our well-being. 1 in 3 African-American blood donors are a match for patients with sickle cell disease. As someone who suffers from sickle cell, I know that finding blood is a matter of life and death. Blood donations save lives, and I'm living proof. Donate blood at Red Cross to help save a life. Black excellence is in our blood. Visit redcrossblood.org/ourblood to make an appointment now.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better act right. Hat on, suit on, looking like the Dapper Don, giving a microphone. Just like a million bucks, things in its cups. Mm-hmm. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey? Oh, yeah. Everybody out there listening to me. Mm-hmm. Put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together. Oh, you could be Steve Harvey. Oh, listen. Steve Harvey, why don't you join me?
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You're listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey got a radio show.
Today, I want to just share something with you along your way to wherever it is you're trying to get to. You know, everybody has a different definition for success. And I'm not here to tell you what yours should be. I mean, please pursue whatever you think success is. Aim as high as you can, though. That's for sure. My father used to say all the time, I'm sure you all have heard it in different variations, but he used to always say, aim for the moon. Just in case you miss, you'll still be amongst the stars. Just say that to me all the time. So that always was in me to aim high. Now, he wasn't saying aim with the intent to miss. He was just saying aim. In case you miss, you'll still be amongst the stars. If you aim for the moon. But if you just aim for that first floor window and you miss it, you know, usually run into some type of wall and nothing happens. You slither down. You know, in my book, Act Like a Lady, Think Like a Man, I told people that men love three ways. They profess, they provide, they protect. And that's the core essence of a man's love. Well, there's some other P's in life, too. The number one thing you have to understand about trying to be successful, and I guess I call this the four P's. I may come up with five along the way. I don't know. I'm just talking as it's given to me. So I'm gonna start by saying that these are the four P's of success that you have to get ready for. Number one is pressure. A lot of it is applied by the circumstance of what you're trying to go for and what you're trying to do. But a lot of it also is self-imposed pressure. It's what you put on yourself to make it. It's a sense of urgency. It's a sense of necessity. But pressure is the first thing I want you to be ready for. And pressure comes in a lot of different forms, but it's going to be pressure. There's an old saying that pressure busts a pipe. See, that's why most people turn around. Because of the pressure of trying to be successful. I want you to get it in your mind that it is going to be a pressurized situation on your rise to the top. Pressure. But understand that that is what it is not going to change. That's it. Prepare yourself. Get ready for there to be pressure. The second thing I want you to understand is when you receive this pressure, you have to persist. You got to stay at it. You got to develop a doggedness. there's a song out that says, why must I feel like that? Why must I chase the cat? Nothing but the dog in me. That's a funny line in that song because really I was thinking about it one day. I was humming it. And it occurred to me, said, why must I feel like that? Why must I chase the cat? Nothing but the dog in me. And, you know, now you could take it in the literal sense that cat chases the dog because it's innately, it's in his spirit that cats and dogs are a lot of times enemies. Now, people have pets and have proven that if you show love on both sides, they can exist. And that happens too. But naturally, innately, when your cat goes by a dog and your dog don't recognize him, there's some barking going on. I'm talking about just walking through the neighborhood or something. So, but the reason that this dog is so persistent towards this cat is just because it's in him. It's innately in him. And what I'm saying to you, just using that as an analogy, is that you got to be persistent in that you got to develop some dog in you now because pressure takes some fighting back. See, if you don't fight back against pressure, pressure busts a pipe. So what you think it'll do to you? Pressure crack walls. Pressure cause explosions. So if you don't fight back to hold it in, you understand? Pressure does most people in. The simple thing called pressure. The weight of what it feels like to want to be successful every single day, over and over and over and over and over. It's just too much pressure. People crack. You got to persist. You have to persist. The thought of giving up can come but you got to get it out. You got to persist. The next thing I want you to think about is another something that I've been thinking about for years and learned for years. It's called perseverance. To persist means to insist. Key word in persist is insist. You must insist that this is going to happen. Now, the persist, I'm assuming, means it's a proaction. It's some type of proaction that you go towards it to make it, you know, persist. You got to be persistent. You got to be constantly at it. Insisting that it happens, you got to be constantly at it. But the next thing I want you to remember is perseverance. Perseverance is important. Perseverance means that when you've done your best, when you've persisted, when you're fighting back against the pressure, perseverance simply means I'm going to hang in here. If a crack come in the pipe, I'm going to hang in there. If the pipe bust, I'm going to keep going. If I got to put duct tape, mud, whatever I got to put on this thing, man, I'm going to use perseverance. I'm going to stay with it no matter what. So we looking at the three things again. You got to understand that it's going to be pressure, that you're going to have to persist. Key word in persist is insist. You have to insist that no matter what the pressure is, I'm going to stay with it. But then perseverance, if it goes wrong, man, you got to get in there and keep fighting. But then, Lord have mercy, nothing helps you handle the three P's better than the fourth P. You got to pray. You got to use prayer. You got to talk to God. You got to use faith. You got to have some conferences with him late at night, early in the morning, in the middle of the afternoon, when you're on the train, when you're driving. You got to talk to God, man. You got to get yourself some help along the way. Nothing is bigger than prayer. There is nothing bigger than prayer. Prayer will help you overcome the pressure. Prayer will help you stay persistent. And Lord have mercy, prayer will help you persevere. Them is the four P's. God gave that to me. I'm passing it on.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You know, it's so important to have representation in media. I remember growing up in Chicago, I was heavily influenced by the beautiful voices on the radio. Well, the next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories, Black truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts.
Ladies, gentlemen, boys and girls, today is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, man. And nothing makes your day start better than gratitude, y'all. I'm telling you. Start it off just being grateful, man. For all the little things, everything. Just try that. It's a great way to start your day. That's how we're starting it over here, man. This is Steve Harvey Morning Show. Shirley Strawberry, Carla Pharrell, Mouth of the South, Junior, government name, Kill Spates, and the legend that is Nephew Tommy. Yeah. Junior, what's on your mind today, man?
Okay, Unc, well, I'm trying to grow, Unc. I just want to grow, man. I just want to stand. Well, how did you know, grow?
You pretty much where you're going to be right now. Once you 40, you 40-something, dog. You about
not height-wise,
you
Unc. I'm talking about in business, okay. Unc. Just trying to understand, how did you grow your empire the way you did it, the way you get to be a mogul the way you are now?
They put something on Shade Room that I said yesterday. I don't remember the exact quote, but I was talking about, you know, when things go wrong, you got to stick to it no matter what happens. Well, a setback is a setup for a comeback. Mm-hmm. No matter what happens, keep grinding. I was reading the comments, just so happened. All of them, man, thanks, Unc, appreciate the grind. Somebody wrote in the comments that said, only rich people can talk like that. Carla, did you see it?
Yes. You said that setback was a setup for a bigger blessing. Don't get stuck where you're at. Keep grinding. And then you put the 100 emojis after the
Okay, that's what the Shade Room released. If you write down, the first negative comment somebody said was,
okay,
you'd have to be a rich person or something to.
Rich people love saying stuff like this to us, and it be blowing me because, I don't know if I can say that.
Well, but now listen to this. See, young man, you're not in an acceptance mode of what I'm saying. What I'm saying was that, you know, you're going to have setbacks in life, mm-hmm. but it's a setup for a bigger blessing. Mm-hmm. That's how you get to be rich.
Yeah.
See, you got to go through the setbacks. You got to go through the overcoming stage. You have to fail in order to win. What I'm just telling you was there was a failure point in my life on many levels, but I kept grinding and until I got to the blessing. Now, why you think you got to be rich to say that? You're missing the point of it. The point is we all suffer setbacks and we have failures. It's the grinding through that will get you to the other side. Everything you want in life, you got to go through something to get it. It ain't nothing right in front of your face. You got to go through it to get to it. And why that person right there didn't understand that is simple to me, because they are destined to be regular and nothing. That person will be nothing in their life because they don't even want to see, they don't even want to receive constructive criticism. That's what happens to a lot of people. Yeah. Don't pay attention to that. That's the norm. Yeah.
It was a female. She was just saying, it's easier for you to get another job.
All right. Coming up at 32 minutes after the hour, the nephew and Run That Prank Back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right. Coming up next hour, we're going to find out what happened in the election. We're going to let you know our thoughts. You know, we voted yesterday. It was election day. And we're going to break it down for you. We'll break it all the way down for you as much as we can.
It better not be what I think it is, though. I tell you, it better not be what I think it is. It better not be what I think it is.
In the meantime.
I bet you that slave better not raise his right hand.
It's time to start your morning off with the nephew and Run That Prank Back. What you got for us, Neff?
I got FPC. FPC. That right there is Funeral Picture Company. Funeral Picture Company. Let's go, Cap.
Hello.
I'm trying to reach a Darwin. Darwin.
This is he.
Hey, Darwin. How you doing? This is Frank with FPC. We're trying to come down and see about making an appointment with you within the next week, if that's possible.
Appointment for what, there?
We're supposed to come by. I'm with FPC. We wanted to. We have
FPC,
you on file.
What is that? What is FPC?
Sir, your name was left with us, and you're on our file to actually come out and make an appointment with you, so we can get your picture taken.
You must have the wrong number. I'm not signed up to take no picture or anything, sir.
Okay, well, you're Darwin, correct?
Yeah, yes, I am Darwin, and you call Darwin, and that's who you call it. But anything about a picture, what's up with a picture?
We've got you on our schedule here, FPC. We have you on our schedule for us to come out to your home and take your picture.
Okay, FPC, which company is that? What type of picture would I be taking? I'm not taking no picture, but what is FPC?
Okay, you don't know anything about a photo being taken of you? Needing to be taken?
No.
Okay. Sir, FPC is, this is a funeral picture company.
Who?
Funeral picture company. And what we do is we come out and take your picture, and we actually keep it on file. That way, when you do pass away, we have your picture for your program, and we have a nice picture for you.
Oh, man, dude, look, I'm not dead right now. You're not taking no picture of me. Who is this again?
My name is Frank. Frank.
Oh, okay, Frank, you mean to tell me y'all taking pictures of people before they die just so you could have their picture on file?
So well, we keep it on file, and then you have a good picture on your program, and that's what we do.
Like some I ain't signed up for nothing like that. Who the hell signed me up for some like that?
I'm not kidding. Quite sure, but we're trying to schedule where we can come out beginning of next week so we can get your picture taken.
Next week, week after, you get a picture when I'm dead. You're not taking no picture of me before I die. That don't sound right.
Sir, don't you want to have a good picture on your program?
Sir, you're not taking no picture of me for no funeral arrangements that I'm not dead yet. I don't understand that. What the hell is this about? Nobody. Who signed me up for it then? Tell me that much.
Sir, I don't have the actual person listed here on who signed you up, but I do have the number, and you are Darwin, Mr. Darwin. So.
I didn't sign up for it, and I'm not taking no picture. You guys run around taking pictures of people before they die just to have a good picture on file? That sounds like some man. I ain't never heard of no like that, sir.
Okay, sir, we have your address here. Are you available?
I'm not available. I'm not available at all to take no picture for a funeral. That I'm not even dead yet. I don't get that. That sounds like a bunch of who the hell gave you my number? That's what I want to know.
Sir, I'm not quite sure, but one thing we have to do is we have to follow through with our job. So what we're going to have to do is I have to come out there and take a picture.
I don't want to
create a problem, but I have to get a picture of you by next week.
Oh, it's going to be a problem because you're not getting no picture of me for no funeral arrangement.
Mr. Darwin, I have to come by your house at least by Friday at around 12 noon. I'll come by and get a picture.
Friday? You ain't coming by my house no Friday. You the lie. I'll be come over here to try to get my picture. I got plenty of pictures in my house to put on the funeral program. I'm not taking no picture. That means I'm claiming to be dead. I'm not dead. That's some old bad little got there. I don't know who the you work for, Frank, but you got that.
Sir, I work for FPC, sir. I work for FPC.
FCC, my you ain't not taking no picture of me. Don't come over here Friday talking about no got pistol.
Okay,
you better
but
bring your got pistol, and I hope they got your got picture on file. But that's a stupid got company you work for. I ain't never heard of nobody taking no picture before they die. I got millions of pictures in here for that program. And when I'm gone, what the f*** I care about what a picture look like or who had my god funeral? This will make me you tell whoever the f*** you work for, they need to go find another occupation. That don't make no god sense. You're not coming over here Friday, buddy. You come over here if you want to.
Okay, Mr. Darwin.
Yes.
Are you familiar with Glenda?
That's my wife. What the f*** you about to say now?
All I want to do is say this, man. I just want to say Glenda the one that got me to prank phone call you. This is Nephew Tommy, baby, from the Steve Harvey Morning Show, huh?
I'll be a boy. Oh, boy, y'all done lost your head. I ain't never heard of no business like this. Some FPC funeral picture taking. Well, man, I said my New Year's resolution, I was going to cut back on drinking, but you got me over here about to tip a bottle right now. Boy, Nephew, you crazy. Oh, you crazy, man. Hey, come over here today about 4 and get a picture of Glenda. You come take a picture. Y'all got me, baby. You got me,
baby.
Oh, man, I ain't never heard of no company like that.
Hey, your wife put me up to it, man. I tell you what, you tune in tomorrow morning, man. You're going to catch yourself on national radio.
Hey, Dad, I'm going to tell everybody. Boy, they had me hot over here. I'm going to, don't tell Glenda, but I'm going to have me a drink anyway. I was looking for an excuse to drink. That right there, a funeral picture taken to put on file. Boy, y'all done lost a half a mind y'all had with that and that, buddy.
Hey, man, I got to ask you something, man. Darwin, tell me this here, man. What's the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
Steve Harvey Morning Wake Up Show, buddy.
Really? All right, thank you, Nephew. Coming up next, it is Ask the CLO, Chief Love Officer Steve Harvey in the building right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, coming up next hour, we'll let you know how it went, what you did, how we looking, what's happening at the polls.
They still counting. How it went in some down, places.
But they're still counting. Yeah, they are. They are.
We'll you better keep counting because it better not be what I think it is. It better not be.
Stop saying that.
Okay. It better not.
We'll let you it know next
not
be, hour.
Not, I'm talking about Georgia. I'm specifically talking about Georgia. It yeah. better not be what I think it is.
We'll break it down for you next hour. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right now, it is time to ask the CLO, Chief Love Officer Steve Harvey, in the building. He's ready for your love questions. Let's go, Julie in Tarzana. Julie writes, my husband and I rented out our guest house to a young lady that has two dogs. My husband has agreed to walk the dogs when she's at work, and I don't think it's appropriate for a landlord to do that. He says he thinks of her as a granddaughter. Am I overthinking this, or should she hire her own dog walker?
What? Yeah, you're overthinking it, and you're jealous. Yeah. The fact that he would volunteer to do something for this woman is what this is all about. You think it's a, you don't think it's appropriate for a landlord. Why? He looks at her as a granddaughter. Now, obviously, you looking at her as competition. That's mm-hmm. all this is.
Yeah.
You know, she's still going to be fly. She's still going to be fine to him. It ain't finna change. He wants to walk the dogs.
Yes, he wants to walk.
Because he wants to talk to her.
Yes, he does.
All right, moving on to Kia in D.C. Kia says, my best friend and my boyfriend went ring shopping, and she secretly showed me the two rings they chose. I don't like either one of the rings, but she begged me not to tell him. I have to wear the diamond, not her. So should I break her trust and tell him?
Mm. Well, why don't you just ask your girlfriend to guide him in another direction? Since y'all tag teaming and working with each other, just say, girl, just say, look, you know what? I've looked at these rings, and I saw her looking at a ring very similar to that in a magazine the other day, and she did not like it. And we got to take these rings back because that ain't the one she wants. Let's find something else. That's mm-hmm. all you got to do is go to your girl and say that. Mm-hmm. And your girl yeah. will go right on over to her man and do it. That's all.
Yeah. That you was can the tell point her you honestly don't like yeah. it.
Yeah, she going to help. Just say, hey, look, mm-hmm. we were looking at some rings. And she found a ring that was so similar. But it was amazing. She didn't like either one of them. We got to start over. That's all you got to do. Go problem back. Solved. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Moving on to James in DeSoto. James says, I'm a 44-year-old man and I gain weight, so
hold on
I
one
snore
second.
Really.
Hold on one second. Mm-hmm. I think what happened is your girlfriend picked them little ugly-ass rings because she jealous and don't think you. That's all you need to get anyway. Yeah, get her that one. That's good enough. You can have that in there too.
But that's the point in sending your hey, best friends. So
she
they
ain't
can
your best friend.
You. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, moving on, like I said, to James in DeSoto. James says, I'm a 44-year-old man and I gain weight, so I snore really badly now. My wife has a habit of punching me when it gets bad and it wakes me up. She hit me so hard the other night that my reflex was to push her. She's only 110 pounds, so she slid right on out the bed. She believes I did it on purpose. How can I fix this?
You did, dog. Your fat ass needs to get to the gym. Fat ass. One push and she in the flow. That was your reflex. She hit you so hard. With all that fat on it, you ain't really feeling. How fat is you, dog? How bad was quarantine for you?
Mm-mm.
So now, bro, that's just right it, man. Bro, you mess around. That snoring now got you all jacked up because you done picked up all this weight, heavy ass chest. Just in there, just pressing on your lungs.
Stop that.
Baby.
Get your ass so I can sleep. Gotta go to work in the morning. I'm terrible. Here. You just drag this shovel down this damn driveway. Shut your damn mouth.
Your big ass up.
Mm-mm. Herbert, your fat ass needs to sleep down somewhere else.
Herbert. Why is everybody named Herbert or Herman?
Because it works.
Big fat. He got a fat name. Gotham.
What?
Gotham. He got a fat ass name. Everybody named Gotham fat.
did she say? Because she got to go to work.
I got to go to work. Your fat ass is over here snoring. You ain't the only one live here.
How can he fix this? That's what he wants to do.
His fat ass need to lose weight.
She thinks he did it on purpose, pushed her out of the bed.
How your reflexes is to push your wife on the floor? Yeah. Bro, you got mad because she punched your fat ass and woke you up. That wasn't no reflex. Your reflex ain't to push your wife, dog. You better get a new reflex.
Yeah, right.
Dog, and who your big ass gonna get anyway? She 110. You probably about 280.
Ooh, he gained that much.
Up in there and got nice and swole.
He's 44. He gained weight. He didn't say how much.
I'm telling you, he big.
A lot, evidently, Shirley.
Yeah.
But he snores really badly now. All right. Last one, Steve. Moving on to Carolyn in Lakeland. Carolyn in Lakeland says, I'm married to a man that is easily irritated. I have to walk around on eggshells so he won't flip out. My aunt is coming for a week, and I don't want him to say anything crazy to her. My aunt is a talker, so how do I keep them apart for a week?
They ain't going to be able to do it. The house ain't that big.
How long your damn auntie going to be here?
Yeah.
Hell.
Yeah, she's a talker. She coming for a week. Y'all house ain't that big.
What is she going to be saying?
Sure is tight in here.
Why is he so easily irritated? What's wrong with him?
Because he know fat ass Agnes is coming.
He's irritated with his wife.
Yeah, but he really don't like that aunt either.
He's just like irritated.
He's just not cool.
Well, he don't like none of them. He don't like you.
Yeah.
Letter writer, you know he ain't finna like your fat ass aunt.
Walking on eggshells?
So
no
you
way.
Just gonna stand in the refrigerator? You know how people come and just stand in the refrigerator, be looking? Can't decide what all you gonna devour, huh?
Wow.
Why don't you boil an egg?
What is that gonna do?
Well, at least we'll have 11 left.
In the world.
You can't do nothing with him.
He needs a personality.
Yeah, he's gonna be standing real so. If it's 12 eggs in there, go on. Let me see how much damage you finna do.
Whoa. All right, thank you, CLO. Moving on.
12 strips and a pack of bacon.
Coming up, more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Well, yesterday was Election Day. The control of Congress is still at stake, though. All 435 seats in the House and 35 of the 100 seats in the Senate were on the ballot. And as of right now, the control of each is still hanging in the balance. There were also gubernatorial elections, in battleground states like Arizona, Georgia, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. Unlike the presidential election, the midterm elections are all about the popular vote. That is why it is so important for everyone to vote, and that everyone did vote on, in yesterday's election. So let's break it down for what we know so far, Steve. Okay, Pennsylvania showed up, and they showed out. I got to say that. First Philly, Senate race.
WDAS, 105.3.
That's right,
sound
baby,
like Philly
right.
to me.
First in the Senate race, we got to say congratulations to John Fetterman. You know, that was Oprah's pick. John Fetterman is the new senator, and we needed that Senate seat. Fetterman beat Dr. Oz, television personality and Dr. Oz. And also congratulations to Pennsylvania Governor John Shapiro, who defeated the Republican Doug Mastriano. Now, moving on to New York, Steve. New York elected its first female Democratic governor in Kathy Hochul. If you recall, Hochul has been governor since August of 2021 with the resignation of former governor Andrew Cuomo. She was lieutenant governor back then.
Nice.
We lost the Democratic seat in Ohio. Republican Vance won there. In North Carolina, Republican, well, when I went to bed, she was winning, but Republican Ted Budd pulled it off. He won against the Democrat Sherry Beasley, the sister there.
Yeah.
She was looking good, though, initially. Moving on to Florida, Republican DeSantis, Ron DeSantis, has been reelected the governor, and Republican Mark Rubio defeated Democratic candidate Val Demings in the Senate race.
Boo.
Boo.
I mean, you know, when you look at what
that's all I can say to that.
Rubio says, I mean, you know, American politics is just, it's, look, when it comes to us, our constituents and our concerns, ain't nobody concerned about it but us.
No. No, that's his
thing. Nobody.
Mm-hmm. You're absolutely right.
Hey, the hell with what y'all talking about, what y'all want, what y'all need. Mm-hmm. This is what we doing.
Basically, that's what politics
appear to be to me.
And you know what? Speaking of Florida, all the political pundits and the analysts and all that, they're saying it looks like the Republican Party is kind of moving away from Trump now and making Ron DeSantis their guy. They're thinking he will probably be the 2024 Republican candidate.
No, he ain't. No, he ain't. It's too many cowards. They scared of Trump. You understand me? They're scared of him.
They are, but he didn't do well in this election is what they're saying. He didn't do so
Who didn't do well?
Trump with his picks.
Trump ain't running for nothing. Y'all,
yeah, but he endorsed people, Steve. He endorsed people.
I know. Yeah, but if he go run again, watch.
Okay.
If he announces for 2024, watch.
There's a lot of money in Ron DeSantis, though. I'm just saying. I'm just putting that out there.
Do not underestimate the cowardice and the power hungry and the position hunger of those people in power. And whoever scares them the most and can promise them the most, that's who they're going to go with. And if Donald Trump say he running, who going to go up against him?
Ron DeSantis.
We'll see.
Ron DeSantis.
It would be great. Let me tell you something. I would love to see anybody other than Trump. The only advantage to Trump is you know what you're going to get.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
But at least play the damn game out.
Yeah.
This dude here, man.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
At least show your tax returns. At least
give us that, Steve. Give us that.
Well, in your home state of Georgia, Republican Brian Kemp defeated our candidate of choice, Stacey Abrams. Governor Kemp said, "Wow,
how close was that?"
Well, it started off with Stacey in the lead. Started off with her in the lead, and then as the night went on, it kind of flipped. So, I don't really know how close it was
though, you would think with Raphael Warnock being with the slight lead that he has over Herschel Walker, you thought in the voting block that would have transferred to governor, too. But it didn't. It didn't. And I just think in Georgia, they are not ready for an African-American female to be governor. But yeah, I'm going to tell you one thing, though. I just think that has a large part to do with it, because it doesn't make any sense for Raphael Warnock to be defeating Herschel Walker. I mean, of course it does to me, because he's nothing.
Not qualified.
But there seems to be something else going on with that governor's race. I don't know what it is. I don't know.
All right, and to answer your question, it was 54-45, Tommy.
Percent.
Man, that's 9%. That's a big gap, man. That's a really,
all right,
really
but
big
listen
gap.
To what Kemp said, though. Listen to what Kemp said. Quote, Stacey Abrams won't be our governor or your next president.
Wow.
Uh-huh. Man.
That's why y'all need to vote, man. That's why I'm telling y'all.
If that's not a reason, if that's not a reason right there, for sure.
Well, homie, you might not get past this governor's chair, no way.
Mm-hmm. All right. We'll have more on the election day, the aftermath, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It's the day after the election, and we're talking about some of the key races, but we have to say congratulations to Wes Moore. Now, this brother is the governor-elect of Maryland. Congratulations, yes. Congratulations, Wes Moore. Wes Moore is the first black person elected governor of Maryland. That's major. Yes. That's history right there.
Oh,
historical win. There are still undecided Senate races in Georgia and Arizona, and it looks like there will be a runoff in Georgia between Raphael Warnock or Herschel Walker on December 6th. The issue in Georgia's Senate race, there was a third party candidate, his name is Oliver, which made it difficult for Warnock or Walker to receive a complete 50% of the vote. So there you go.
Why was it this close anyway?
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's disturbing.
Lord Jesus.
I mean, seriously, man, that's alarming to me.
Mm-hmm.
It's just alarming to me.
Yeah.
But again, if it is against what we want or need, that's how they voting.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can't tell me that Herschel Walker is a competent candidate. You've got to be kidding me. It's ignorance wrote all over his ass.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just like, seriously, you know, man, look, I don't mind, look, anybody running, but man, at least be able to respond, be intelligent, articulate, something, give me something.
Donald Trump. Telling these stories when he talks. Them stories don't make no sense when he talks.
No, because he lying. Junior, when you lying, it can't, how you going to make sense and you making it up as you go? You know, ever since I was a little boy.
Did you hear that?
When I was a... deputy sheriff in the first play at Calvert Hill Elementary School. What are you talking about? Don't nobody give a damn.
I started
to play baseball, though, you know, but I didn't.
His constituents didn't care about those lies. They didn't care. Yeah. All right. In Nevada, the
I was
Senate
choking
race-
somebody and threw my shoulder out, and that's the only reason I ain't played baseball. I mean, well, I wasn't choking them, but I was just throwing them down the seat. I was not really choking them. I had fell on them with my hands on their neck, Thomas.
In Nevada, Steve, the Senate race is tight, but the state has until Friday to count the mail-in ballots there. In Texas, let's talk about Texas. Greg Abbott won again for his third term against Beto O'Rourke. Okay, so he's still in there. Beto
we need
lost.
Term limits in Texas.
We do. We absolutely
for the gubernatorial race. Mm-hmm. A lot of people were talking about Senator Ted Cruz when he got the can thrown at him at the Astros World Series game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he did not was not up for election this race for him, Senator Ted Cruz. So a lot of people want to know what happened with that. So
all right, it's the day after Election Day. We'll have more right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, it's a very painful loss for us here in the state of Georgia. Stacey Abrams has lost to Kemp, the incumbent governor, Brian Kemp. The Republicans have also expressed very little concern working with Democrats in the House or the Senate. In addition, former President Donald Trump has spent months teasing a 2024 presidential run, suggesting to supporters in Ohio on this past Monday that he would throw his hat into the ring as soon as next week. There you go, Steve. Trump said, I'm going to be making a very big announcement on Tuesday, November 15th at Mar-a-Lago in Palm Beach, Florida. Okay.
So there listen you go. To me. If Donald Trump throws his hat in the ring, who'd you say this boy is down in Florida?
Ron DeSantis.
You have to go to a debate. What is he going to say about Donald Trump?
There you go.
Y'all, I'm telling you, man, these people are cowards.
You're scared
They're
of them.
Cowards. You're going to have to run a campaign to get the nod for the Republican candidate because there is a Democratic president. So you're going to have a number of people running. Who is going to verbally say something against Donald Trump without fear of retribution of him and his goons that follow him around? Because he control all them militia groups, all them hate groups, them Donald Trump boys, man. You saw
just
what
like
they did man.
To Liz Cheney. Yep.
Bruh. Bruh, they threaten your life, your house. They come around your job. These people right here, I think they scared of Trump myself personally. If he throw his hat in the ring, man, but you would think that the Republican Party is sick and tired of him.
Yes.
You would think they would be.
That's what they've been saying. There's been rumblings of that. That's why Ron DeSantis' name has come up because of that. And they're starting to throw money at Ron DeSantis now as far as being the Republican candidate.
We'll see how it plays out. Go ahead, Carla. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. What I was saying was Stacey Abrams says, she said, I may no longer be seeking the office of governor, but I will never stop doing everything in my power to make sure the people of Georgia have a vote. So she is still always going to fight for freedom, democracy, for the citizens of Georgia. It's just so, it's so painful that she lost.
Yeah,
it's just
she worked hard.
That sister worked hard. And let me say one other thing about this thing. 2024, whoever the Republican Party comes up with, if they grow some kahunas and all of a sudden go against Trump, if somebody grows a pair, if somebody step upside their cowardness and become a man or a woman, whoever it is, what is the Democratic's answer going to be?
Absolutely right.
Lord have mercy. Because at the approval rating right now that Joe Biden has, he can't run again.
Who else will step in there for the Democrats?
Because his approval rating is...
I was going to say this. In all honesty, it would have been hard for anyone to come after Trump with the mess that he made. It would have been hard for anyone, you know, to just try and clean up the mess that he made. So that's one of the reasons that Joe Biden, you know, has such a low approval rating because of the mess that he made. It's hard to clean stuff like that up.
You are 100% correct in that statement. That is a 100% statement, but it is what it is.
Yeah, it is what
and
it is.
And he left the country in a horrible mess, and getting in here fixing it has been the next person's fault.
Yes.
But he has cunningly, like he always done, has been the Teflon man. He has deflected all of that stuff onto the Biden administration. And we as Democrats, this party right here, they don't know how to fight. They don't know how to handle mudslinging. You take the high road and we stay on the high road. This is politics.
Right.
Ain't no high road. The high road is low.
You know what Oprah said? Right. Oprah said, when they go low, we go to the polls. That's what Oprah said. I'm with you on that one, Oprah. All right, coming up next, we'll switch gears here and get into the nephew's prank phone call for today right after this.
I don't feel like
it. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, nephew, it is time for today's prank phone call. What you got?
Well, we all get caught out there sometimes, Shirley. Get caught out there and there's nothing left to do but reach out, scream through the door, or maybe call somebody on the phone. Can you bring me so
some paper. Can you bring me some? For everybody on this show done done it. Everybody done got an answer.
That's not happening in my...
No, no. This is not what I think it is. Wow.
Ain't nobody ever brought y'all no paper.
Yeah, you're the only one. You're the only one.
Oh, we looked to see if we had paper first.
Before. Yeah, we prepared.
You ain't never got an answer, forgot to look. You ain't never got an answer, forgot to look. I know I ain't the only one, but okay. Let's go with it, Kat. Can you bring me some paper? Can you bring me some paper? Quilted.
Why you in denial, though?
Don't bring me that paper they got at that high school. I need quilted.
Ooh, Scott, single ply. Lord.
My aunt wouldn't use anything sheets. But that. Lord, bring her something else.
Jesus.
Bring her something else.
You can't put no pressure on that, Scott. Your finger go right through that thing.
Oh, my God.
Lord.
Hello? Hello? I'm trying to... Charles? I'm looking for a Charles.
Yeah, this Charlie.
I'm sorry, this who now?
This Charlie. How can I help you?
Hey, listen,
Who am I speaking with?
I'm sorry, this is Scotty, man. I'm house-sitting for Rita.
Yeah. She told me she was going out of town. What can I do for you, brother?
How far y'all down the way, man? Y'all, I'm in the house, 4 or 5 houses?
Yeah, I think, let's see. Yeah, we 4 houses down.
Okay. Now, she left me a number, man. Left me y'all number, and then she left Miss Doris number. I tried to call Miss Doris, but then nobody answered the phone.
Yeah, she normally in church around this time. Rita said she was going to be gone for a minute, so you say you down there?
Right. And she told me if I got an emergency or anything that I could reach out to y'all and call y'all.
Right.
Okay, are you busy right now, man?
Well, actually, I'm in the middle of cooking my wife some dinner and got some meat on the grill, but other than that, you know.
Okay, I mean, you are you able to help me out with something right quick, or you got time for that?
Well, like I said, I'm in the middle of cooking. If it's something I can help you with, I don't mind coming down there and showing you or doing whatever it is that we need to do.
Okay. Charlie, would you happen to have any paper, man?
Any paper?
Yeah.
I think I got some newspaper. What you trying to do?
No, newspaper. I mean some paper. You got some paper?
Notebook paper?
No. See, man, listen. Charlie, my name is Scotty, man. I know you don't know me. I done got myself in a little situation here down here at Rita House, man. I'm in a situation. I actually am in the bathroom, man, and it ain't no paper in here, dog.
So you saying you want me to bring you some toilet paper?
I mean, if you don't mind, dog, I'm sitting here, my legs ain't got numb. I can't even feel my whole lower body, man, from butt down. I can't feel nothing, man. My feet, everything that went to sleep on me.
Hold up. Babe, this dude down here at Rita House saying he want me to bring his paper because he didn't got none sitting on the toilet. Man, look at here, bro. I'm in the middle of cooking. I wish I could help you, but, you know,
well, I mean,
I can't come
here. You ain't about 4 hours a day. Can you just run down here right quick? I mean, the back door open.
I say, man, I understand all that you saying. But like I said, I'm in the middle of cooking for my wife. We having a little special occasion because our kids and stuff gone, and I can't just leave her like that just to come bring, you know, paper. Now, what I can tell you to do is if Rita got one of them towels or something
I'm
that you
like
to
I'm not going
to
use no towel, man. I'm not using nobody towel. Like, that's disrespectful, man.
Okay. Hey, but lower your voice, man. You calling me to help you and you acting like I caused you to not have no goddamn paper in the bathroom
All I'm asking for just, it ain't going to take no more than 2-3 minutes. Run down here right quick and bring the paper, man, and then you get on back to your dinner.
Well, it sounds like what you need to do, bro. You said you had an emergency. I thought the house or the dog had got out or you had locked yourself out the house. But I'm not going to come down there and bring you no papers because that don't sound like an emergency. That sounds like some personal And furthermore, you in the bathroom, just jump out your clothes and get in the shower and wipe out.
Dog, I'm not finna, dog. That's, like I said, I'm numb right now, man. I need some help
if you want me to come down there and bring you some toilet paper and pick your numb. You can't get up out the toilet if I would to help you legs today.
That's why I'm trying to tell you. I'm in an emergency, man.
Okay, well, that, like I said, man, that don't sound like an emergency. That seems like a little quick fix. Get your drawers and wipe your drawers. Throw them away, go get you some more. I mean, I'm not finna walk 4 houses down there to bring you some toilet paper. Your legs numb. How you gonna get up and open the door?
The back door is open. All you got to do is come in here and reach in here and pass me a roll of paper, man. That's all I'm asking you to do, Mr. Charlie.
I understand that, but I'm not finna come down there and bring you no paper. I'm not finna bring you...
Man, bring me some paper down here, man. I told you my body numb, man.
Say, man, who the hell you think you hollering at? You need me. I don't need you.
Well, won't you do something, man? You see I'm sitting here in a situation? Now, Rita left y'all a number that y'all will help me while I'm down here house watching, man.
This here crazy, baby. Man, what the... wrong with you? You gonna call me asking me to bring you some newspaper? I told you that I was in the middle of fixing me and my wife some dinner, and you come calling me talking about some paper, man. I don't want to hear no about no, and I ain't coming down there to bring you no paper, man. Hello,
Charlie. Is you gonna bring this paper, man?
Man, look, like I told you before, I ain't finna bring you no paper down there. We don't wipe no on this street.
Hey, hold on, man. You can't just leave me here and I'm numb like this.
But I'm not gonna come bring no grown man no toilet paper because he irresponsible when he go into the restroom. That sound like a personal problem. You too wrong for that.
This is a situation, though. This is an emergency, man.
Man, that don't sound like no emergency. That sound like a personal problem that you got going on.
I'm gonna whoop your when I get off of here, man. You done me off with
I don't give a about you being man. Matter of fact, soon as you get your up out of there, you so bad, you come on down here.
I'm coming down there. Matter of fact, I'm coming down there the way I am, just like this here. And I'm going to whoop for not helping me while I'm in a situation.
So, well, bring your on.
I got one more thing I need to say to you that I'm going to do. Is you listening?
Bring your on. I got some snakeskin shoes that fit right up, clean up all that.
I got one more thing. Is you listening?
Man, what the man, like I said, what the you got to say, man?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your neighbor, Rita.
Ain't this thing. That from the radio station.
Is this Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show?
Yeah. I'm a whoop Rita. Got you calling my house. Man, you had me. I was finna come down there, man, and break the show down and whoop. You better be glad I'm eating. I can't believe this.
Hey, man, I got to ask you, man, one more thing. What is the baddest, I'm talking about the baddest radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Show. Y'all playing practical jokes on folks, man.
And for all you fellas out there, they got dude wipes now. That's what you want in your life. You want some dude wipes. You understand? I'm just putting it out there, letting you know. That's what you want in your life. Dude wipes. Dude wipes.
Day after election.
This show, I know.
Yeah.
Dude,
well, I'm trying to clean it up. Because it's pretty crappy out there, okay?
Yeah, yeah. You got that right.
It's pretty crappy. Let's clean it up a little bit. All right, hey, this weekend, Saturday night, Charleston, South Carolina. I'm at the Omar Shrine Auditorium this Saturday night, Charleston, South Kakalaki. Nephew Tommy and friends back on the microphone, back on stage. Praise be to God. So come watch your boy work. That is Saturday night. All right? Talking about everything. Right. Everything I've been through, everything I'm going through, and everything me and God gonna do. How about that? Oh, I'm ain't old, but I'm getting through it. I can see the light at the end.
All right.
And it looks promising. It looks very promising. And I, you know what? And I got, even through all that, I still kept the sexy. That's what's so sweet about it. Look at me.
What?
Did you see it? Yeah. Oh, I didn't kept the sex.
You see it, Steve. You see it.
Yeah, he see it. He hate it, though. He hate it with his staff.
No, I'm looking at is delusion. It's just amazing. I'm
telling you, man.
That's why I asked you. Coming up next, thank you, nephew. Strawberry Letter right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Hey everybody, this is Junior, and I have a long-standing relationship with the American Red Cross to get the word out about blood donation within the African-American community, letting people know how important community donations are to our well-being. One in three African-American blood donors are a match for patients with sickle cell disease. As someone who suffers from sickle cell, I know that finding blood is a matter of life and death. Blood donations save lives, and I'm living proof. But there's a great need for donations regardless of your blood type. Every day, the blood our people donate saves lives and eases the pain of those living with sickle cell disease. Donate blood at Red Cross to help save a life. Black excellence is in our blood. Visit redcrossblood.org/ourblood to make an appointment now.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com by clicking Submit Strawberry Letter. You never know, we could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And it could be yours if you wrote us.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, sexy Tommy. Look at that. Look at that. Subject: excellent customer service. That is the subject, all right? Dear Stephen Shirley, my husband and I have been married for 9 years, and we have two daughters. I work as an area sales rep, so I travel once a month to service my clients. My husband has recruited his family to help him with our daughters when I'm out of town. I admire his parenting, but that's about it. We have not had sex in almost 4 months, and he seems uninterested, so I've stopped trying. When I am out of town, I wonder if he's cheating on me, and recently I got the proof right on my front porch. Let me set up the scene for you. During the pandemic, my husband wanted to spruce up our theater room, so I showed him how to do online ordering because he's not as computer savvy as I am. I always order everything online, and he complains when boxes show up on the front porch. I planned a trip to Disney for me and my girls for my daughter's birthday in October, so I was ordering a lot of stuff from online stores. Last Tuesday, a box came with some other woman's name on it. But it had our home address. It had two dresses and a robe in it, but they were size small. I called customer service to figure out the mix-up. The customer service rep was patient while we tried to figure out the mix-up. She gave me the last 4 digits of the credit card that was used, and lo and behold, it was my husband's American Express card. Then the customer service rep suggested that I give the box to my husband and find the lady it belongs to, or find the lady it belongs to. I couldn't find any info on the woman. And when I confronted my husband, he said his card is being used illegally and he canceled it. I still don't believe he'd buy something for another woman. What's really going on here? Well, one thing you are wrong about is you didn't really get proof. You said you did, but all you have is a box with a woman's name on it. You don't know who she is or where she lives. You don't have a phone number. You don't have any social media information. You have nothing, really. Your husband has canceled his American Express card. So if he was cheating and buying another woman's stuff, he got away with it in that moment. You should have waited until you had a little more evidence, before you confronted your husband. But I do say to you, continue to trust your intuition and keep watching him, because if he is being unfaithful, he'll do something stupid again eventually. I know you don't want to, you don't want to hear that. You don't want that to be the case. And I understand that. But there has to be an explanation for him not wanting to have sex with you. You said for 4 months, right? And you said you stopped trying. So that means he's not trying at all. Why wouldn't he want to have sex with his wife? Of course, you would think, if that's the case, is he doing it with someone else? Well, there's also still the issue of the woman's name on that package. It was either a mistake from the post office, or your husband did buy those things for her and had them sent to your home while you were out of town. That was so stupid. Really stupid. But if you can find her, I say keep trying. That could be the key to unlocking what's really going on here, because your husband is not going to tell you the truth, especially if he listens to this show. He's not going to tell you the truth if he's got another woman. Steve, you know I'm telling. You know I'm telling the truth.
These personal injections you have into these letters is uncalled for, especially if he listened to this show.
Because well, you pride you yourself to in this, your life.
Well, wait a minute, Shirley. Now, hold up now.
Okay.
You know, let's talk about the double talking you be doing on this show.
Oh, okay. Mm.
Hello.
Okay.
You will switch.
This is not about me.
You will switch your story and your theory to fit a damn letter.
It's my prerogative.
At least
I'm a woman.
Ah. Uh-huh. Stand true to the lie.
You're true. It's wait. You're telling the truth about your lies. Is that what you're saying? That's what you're saying.
Exactly. And here we go again. Excellent customer service. Shirley's always trying to break up a family here. She don't ever take the man. I ain't never met nobody. Every man in the letter, you got to be careful. You gave up your card too early. You needed more evidence. All you had to do was wait a little more evidence. Keep watching him. These are the things that Shirley says to these poor women that call into these shows. Let me tell you what happened here. When we come back, I'm going to do my letter all at once because I want to go against my co-host. Because, damn it, somebody got to stand up for these men. With these good ass.
I'm not against men. Don't you dare put that out there.
I ain't say you was against men.
Don't say that. Don't
but
say it. Don't even imply it.
Bluster these women up every time they call it. Girl, get some more evidence.
And you do
keep
the same with the men.
Him.
That's what those lies are all about.
See, right anyway. There. Right there. You assume that the man is lying. But I'm finna show you what's really wrong when we come back.
Okay,
and Shirley, learn yourself something.
Whatever.
Tired of you today.
Think of a good lie for this letter.
You've been
That's
getting
you
beside
do.
Yourself today anyway. I'm tired of this.
What are you talking about? Hey, listen, we'll have part two of Steve's response to this strawberry letter coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's subject is excellent customer service, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's strawberry letter. The subject is excellent customer service. Mm-hmm.
You know, this letter right here is this woman. They've been married 9 years. They got two daughters. Worked as an area sales rep. Travel once a month. Service her clients. My husband recruited his family to help him with his daughters when she's out of town. She says, I admire his parenting, but that's about it. We have not had sex in almost 4 months, and he seems uninterested. So I've stopped trying. Okay, well, you didn't find out what was wrong. You done just quit trying. So now y'all sitting up, y'all ain't even looking at each other. When I'm out of town, I wonder if he's cheating on me. And recently, I got the proof. Well, let's go look at the proof she got. Right on my front porch. So here's what she said. During the pandemic, my husband wanted to spruce up the theater room, blah, blah, blah. She taught him how to order stuff online. She ended up planning a trip to Disney for her and her girls for her daughter's birthday in October. So she was ordering a lot of stuff from online stores. Last Tuesday, a box came with another woman's name on it, but it had our home address. It had two dresses and a robe in it, but they were size small. Uh-oh. Now, what have we learned right here?
She's fine.
First of all, if a man was doing something wrong, why in the world would he put the woman's name on the box and have it shipped to his house? Who do that?
That's easy.
That's hard.
Stupid.
No, we're not that stupid, Shirley. And it has two dresses and a robe in it, but they were a size small. Now, obviously, the writer of the letter is not a small.
Right. Right. Uh-huh.
And now we have a problem now.
Yep.
I call customer service to figure out the mix-up. The customer service rep was patient while we tried to figure out the mess up.
I know this customer service is a woman. I already know this here. She was patient while we tried to figure out the mix up. The customer service rep was patient. Oh, here we go. She gave me the last four digits of the credit card that was used. And lo and behold, it was my husband's American Express card. You ain't supposed to give away nobody's credit card information over
That's
the phone.
Right. That's right.
Nobody. Under no circumstances are you to do that. This woman that buddied up with another woman to bring another man down.
He shouldn't have used my credit card.
I'll be there. Then the customer service rep suggested that I give the box to my husband or find the lady it belongs to. What? Who do this in customer service rep? Who sends a client out looking for another woman and get a box to your husband and y'all figure it out together? Oh, you evil. You's an evil, dirty customer rep.
She's not
You's
the problem.
Dirty. Ooh, that's dirty. I couldn't find any info on this woman when I confronted my husband. He said the card is being used illegally and he canceled it.
Yeah.
Case closed.
That's it.
Guilt will make you do that. Somebody is using it and he can't. Doggone right he did.
Guilt will make you do that.
And then here we go, Shirley. Here's the part you need to grow up and learn.
I'm grown.
She said, I still don't believe he'd buy something for another woman. And you shouldn't.
What's really going on here?
Why would a man order something, have it sent to his house, and put the woman's name on it? For what?
Stupid. Why would he do that?
That don't make no damn sense.
Exactly. You just answered the question, Junior.
And you only go out of town once a month. So in three weeks, he knows this package gonna come.
Right. Yeah. He doesn't really know how to use the internet online like that. She had to show him, and he just messed up.
No. I disagree.
Okay.
She said herself, I still don't believe he'd buy something for another woman. And he didn't. He canceled the car. But you in that busybody ass customer service rep.
We need to get
set up in here.
It's not her fault.
He passing out last four of credit cards and all this here. You low down. That's some dirty mess right there.
Two dresses and a robe, size small, were in it with another woman's name. He's not having sex with her.
What's really wrong is she mad because she ain't small. That's what this is.
You're not going to do
that. This is some lame Brian mess right here. Now you mad. Now you mad because she's small. Now you going to write a letter in it. Oh, it's all that's in here. Then the customer rep. That other evil bitter by herself heifer. I've seen this before. This happens all the time, girl. I'm not supposed to do this, but here go the last four of this credit card. What?
Please leave your comments on today's letter on Instagram at Steve Harvey FM. Check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand. Coming up next, Sports Talk with Junior, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, guys, it is time now for Junior and Sports Talk. What you got, Junior?
All right, Shirley, well, the hottest topic in sports right now is what is going on with Kyrie Irving. Is he going to retire? Currently serving a 5-game suspension over a documentary he posted on his social media. And he got conditions set for him to come back. These conditions they making him go through to come back
I don't like him at all.
Okay, he had to donate $500,000 to hate groups, anti-hate groups.
He already gave that to the Jewish League and they returned it.
Next. Now he got to meet with the Anti-Defamation League. He got to meet with them.
Okay.
And then he got to undergo sensitivity training.
Okay.
Now, this is what I understand. Is this something that's fair to him?
No, it's not fair because they're making him growl and grovel, and they're trying to make an example out of him for the rest of us in case y'all thinking about doing this. Look what we going to do to you. Now, listen to me. The man apologized. He realized he made a mistake. He came forth and he apologized. you making him spend $500 for hate groups, the little seminar, whatever. He tried to give the $500,000 to the Jewish Defense League or whoever he tried to give it to, and they rescinded it, turned it back. Now the Nets gonna turn around and go, well, you got to get this $500,000 to this. Yo, hold up, man. Hold up. The man said, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You don't get fined for being hateful. Sorry. He ain't broke no law. Not on social media.
Yeah. Got that. Where's this money Brett Favre to? Where that say?
Hello. Uh-huh. And his apology. Hello.
Where his apology?
Is Brett Favre going to sensitivity training?
No, listen to me. See, they wrong for this. And the man, no, man. Kyrie Irving, man, we got to understand what they're really doing here. First of all, he put a post and a comment he made on his social media page about a movie. He saw a documentary he was in support of. But then when he found out it hurt a group of people, he apologized and took it down. Now,
and
y'all
Amazon
gonna suspend
is still running
man.
It. Yeah, Amazon is
man,
still carrying the
movie. Y'all ain't said nothing to them.
Right.
No,
right.
No.
Hell, where Amazon made the damn movie?
Y'all still ordering from Amazon?
Yeah, still.
Where to find that for that? Who made the damn movie? Why y'all on Kyrie like this? See, man, this is, I'm telling you, man, our country, the cancel culture is alive and well in every aspect. A basketball player's life, a TV host, a radio host, down at your job, the HR department, everything is, the cancel culture is alive and well. If you don't agree with what everybody else say, your ass is out. Man.
So one mistake and you done?
That's it.
Just one?
That's it, bruh. Tommy. You get one shot.
All right.
Bro, your
career.
All right,
guys. We got to go. More of the Steve Harvey Morning Show coming up right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Hey everybody, this is Junior, and I have a long-standing relationship with the American Red Cross to get the word out about blood donation within the African-American community, letting people know how important community donations are to our well-being. 1 in 3 African-American blood donors are a match for patients with sickle cell disease. As someone who suffers from sickle cell, I know that finding blood is a matter of life and death. Blood donations save lives, and I'm living proof. But there's a great need for donations regardless of your blood type. Every day, the blood our people donate saves lives and eases the pain of those living with sickle cell disease. Donate blood at Red Cross to help save a life. Black excellence is in our blood. Visit redcrossblood.org/ourblood to make an appointment now.
All right. It's a very painful loss for us here in the state of Georgia. Stacey Abrams has lost to Kemp, the incumbent governor, Brian Kemp. The Republicans have also expressed very little concern working with Democrats in the House or the Senate. In addition, former President Donald Trump has spent months teasing a 2024 presidential run, suggesting to supporters in Ohio on this past Monday that he would throw his hat into the ring as soon as next week. There you go, Steve. Trump said, I'm going to be making a very big announcement on Tuesday, November 15th at Mar-a-Lago in Palm Beach, Florida.
So there listen you go. To me. If Donald Trump throws his hat in the ring, who'd you say this boy is down in Florida?
Ron DeSantis.
You have to go to a debate. What is he going to say about Donald Trump?
There you go.
Y'all, I'm telling you, man, these people are cowards.
You're scared of them.
They're cowards. You're going to have to run a campaign to get the nod for the Republican candidate because there is a Democratic president, so you're going to have a number of people running. Who is going to verbally say something against Donald Trump without fear of retribution of him and his goons that follow him around? Because he control all them militia groups, all them hate groups, them Donald Trump boys, man. You saw
just
what
like
they did, man.
To Liz Cheney. Yep.
Bruh.
Mm-hmm.
Bruh, they threaten your life, your house. They come around your job. These people right here. I think they scared of Trump myself personally. If he throw his hat in the ring, man, but you would think that the Republican Party is sick and tired of him.
Yes.
You would think they would be.
That's what they've been saying. There's been rumblings of that. That's why Ron DeSantis' name has come up because of that. And they're starting to throw money at Ron DeSantis now as far as being the Republican candidate.
And
we'll see how it plays out.
Go ahead, Carl. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. What I was saying was Stacey Abrams says, she said, I may no longer be seeking the office of governor, but I will never stop doing everything in my power to make sure the people of Georgia have a vote. So she is still always going to fight for freedom, democracy, for the citizens of Georgia. It's just so, it's so painful that she lost.
Yeah.
It's just
she worked hard. That sister worked hard. And let me say one other thing about this thing. 2024. Yes. Whoever the Republican Party comes up with, if they lose, if they grow some kahunas and all of a sudden go against Trump, if somebody grows a pair, if somebody step upside their cowardness and become a man or a woman, whoever it is, what is the Democrats' answer going to be?
Absolutely right.
Lord have mercy.
Mm-hmm.
Because at the approval rating right now that Joe Biden has, he can't run again.
And who else will step in there for the Democrats?
Because his approval rating is...
I was going to say this. In all honesty, it would have been hard for anyone to come after Trump with the mess that he made. It would have been hard for anyone, you know, to just try and clean up the mess that he made. So that's one of the reasons that Joe Biden, you know, has such a low approval rating because of the mess that he made. It's
Shirley,
hard to clean stuff like
Shirley,
that up.
You are 100% correct in that statement.
Yeah.
That is a 100% statement, but it is what it is.
Yeah, it is what
and
it is.
And he
exactly.
left the country in a horrible mess, and getting in here fixing it has been the next person's fault.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But he has cunningly, like he always done, has been the Teflon man. He has deflected all of that stuff onto the Biden administration. Mm-hmm. And we as Democrats, this party right here, they don't know how to fight. They don't know how to fight. They don't know how to handle mudslinging. That old you take the high road and we stay on the high road. This is politics.
Right.
Ain't no high road. The high road is low.
You know what Oprah said? Right. Oprah said when they go low, we go to the polls. That's what Oprah said. I'm with you on that one, Oprah.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, so a woman with a handyman husband has come up with a very clever way to earn some extra money. She rents her husband out to other women. Her husband has excellent handyman skills, and she knows a lot of women who don't have someone as handy around to fix things in their homes. So she created, get this, Rent My Handy Husband. She did this for about $44 an hour. Okay, this is what you can do. Her husband can come over and take care of any household projects that need to get done. What kinds of jobs do you think this man is doing in these other women's houses for $44 an hour?
Plumbing.
Anything else?
I'm just, you know,
mind?
This one. I'm just going out on
I
the
pray.
Line, but that was right there. There's a lot of plumbing, you know. It's... I don't know a lot of women that are going to send their husband over another woman's house. I just don't know.
At all.
I'd like to see the guy, though. See.
Yeah. He looked like a handyman. He ain't.
I'd like to see the guy and then the women that, you know, could just be a handyman service, though. It could very well be that.
Yeah. And how did they come up with 44 an hour? Yeah. Come over and take care of any household projects that need to get done.
I got my own handyman. I got one myself.
Okay.
Changing lights, filters. You know how them lights is up there? Ain't, I'm not
kidding. Hold on. Rich boy, y'all missed that.
My bad.
So you got a handyman live at your house to come and fix all your
We got to go. We'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show coming up at 33 minutes after. We'll play a round of Would You Rather right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, it's time for a round of Would You Rather. Would you rather live in a mansion with your family, or would you rather live in a nudist colony? Simple.
Oh, man.
With your family?
Doc, I don't know if you all have ever really seen nudists. The people that go there don't really need to be naked.
I've never seen
at
one,
all.
To be honest. Yeah, I really don't know what it
no,
is.
No, every time crazy. I see the naked beaches, don't ever be nobody that need to be naked on the beach. Ever. It ain't dog. It don't be like no real fine-ass people on the beach walking around naked.
Oh, really?
Mm. No, man, that ain't what this is. Your nudist colony is for earth-shoe-wearing-ass people.
But I still want to hear Tommy's answer, though. I still want to hear Tommy's answer.
Well, I want to be with the family. I want to be with the family, okay? But nice little visit to the colony and see what's going on. You know, just
see there.
Just see a little something.
I knew it.
But y'all
next with Shirley. Yeah,
hey.
I'm going to
be with my family. I'm not going out there.
All right, would you rather have have the best fitting suit, like a suit that fits you really nicely, or the most comfortable bed? You want to look good or sleep well, basically?
Say it again, sir.
Would you rather have the best fitting suit, you know, tailored suit to you, or the most comfortable bed?
I got to have it.
Yeah, give me the suit. I can sleep in my chair. I was hungry.
See, that's something wrong with him. No, I'm
sleeping in his bed. Need no damn bed.
Now he's sitting up in a chair with a suit on. That don't make no damn sense trying to sleep. Trying to get
you
some sleep.
Well, when it's time to go somewhere, you might as well stay asleep. Because you're going to be out here with this little ignorant ass suit on, fit like it don't belong to you. Shoulders hanging all off. And I'm going to go back to that nudist colony thing too, Tommy. I don't see how you want to go to nudist colony. I can't be your hype and be walking around that damn nudist colony. That ain't
what? I can walk around naked at the nudist colony. Why I can't?
No, I'm going to have to be a little bit taller.
You act like it's just tall people at the nudist colony.
That's what I'm saying.
Well,
uh-huh.
When you do run up into the tall people, now where you at?
What is you laughing at, Carl?
That's all I'm saying. I ain't finna be in there.
All right. Here's one. Would you rather have sex blindfolded, or would you rather have sex with your arms tied behind your back? Blindfolded or your arms tied behind your back?
I can't have my arms tied.
Got to get you off me.
But you could be blindfolded, though?
Hell yeah, because I can get the blindfold off. You got your hands tied.
I can feel my way out of there, but you're not tying me up.
Yeah, you're not tying
me up. You scared.
Hey, what you doing? Stop. Yeah. Stop. I don't want to take that off of me. I don't want
stop is all. Stop is all you got.
All right, that's today's round of Would You Rather. Coming up at 49 minutes after the hour, we'll close out the show with some closing remarks. And it'll be our last break of the day right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
All right, guys, here we are, our last break of the day on this Election Day aftermath. Here we are.
And you know what?
Back at work in America.
I have something to say.
I know you do.
Because...
Yes, sir.
Here's my closing remarks. With all that is going on in politics, with all that we hope for, that we aspire to every election, I mean, it's really clear to me what's going on here. So it's a two-part. This actuality of what's happening, but then there's the reality of what you can do about it. The fact of the matter is, it seems to me that the things that we seem to care the most about and need the most in our community is the thing that they care the least about and fight the hardest against. It just seems obvious to me. Because sometimes you think a person ought to just do the right thing. You would think that, you know what, we're all trying to make it in this world together. We're all trying to get along. This ain't going to hurt nobody. If you allocate these funds to keep this hospital open, it wouldn't hurt. You know, if you kept these, allocated these funds to Medicare, it wouldn't hurt. You know, if you allocated this program to keep school lunches going for underprivileged kids, it wouldn't hurt. You know, it just wouldn't hurt. It really wouldn't. But if it's our kids and our hospitals and our programs, then don't nobody give a damn. That's obvious to me. I mean, man, every now and then, you'll get enough righteous folks who just care about the right thing and we can make a difference. But it's such a hard fight, man. And you know what? I'm going to be honest with you. I am sick and tired of fighting and asking to be equal. I'm done with that. I ain't got to ask you no more, can I be equal? I'm already equal. As a matter of fact, I don't need your permission anymore to be equal. Now, the reason I can say this, and before you all get, oh, where's Steve going with this here? I'm talking to all of you that have a relationship with God. Now, here's the real upside to all of this. That if you have a relationship with God, no matter what they do in Washington, D.C., in the governor's mansion, do you know you can still make it? Do you know you can make it in spite of all their policies? Do you know that? I have news for you. You can. You can. Because our system is flawed. We're in a flawed system. We're in a country that claims to be the greatest country on earth. I'm still waiting for the proof. Because if you're the greatest country on earth, who are you the greatest country to? Because I keep seeing too many people without health care. I see too many people on the streets without homes. I see too many people who can't take care of themselves. I see too many people unemployed. I see too many people suffering at the hands of gun violence. I see too many people with the ability to buy a gun that ain't got no business with a gun. I am sick and tired of hearing on the news mass shooting after mass shooting after mass shooting. The greatest country on earth, the highest population of imprisoned people on earth is in the United States. We ain't first in education. We ain't first in money. We ain't first in wealth per capita. We're not. But we keep saying we the greatest. Well, me personally, I'm tired of the lie. Now, have I been able to make something for myself here? Yes, I have. But by the grace of God, though, it wasn't because of policy. Or it wasn't because I've been treated fairly contractually. Oh, I'm here to tell you that's not been the case. Oh, you, well, Steve, you got this and you got that. Oh, man, if I told you what they had versus what I had, or you'd be stunned. But I go on anyway, because I know in a lot of ways I got to do what I do to make a way for the person coming behind me, the group coming behind me, because for them it will get better. I know this. I know there were some people in front of me who did some things that was making it possible for me to do what I do. So I get that part of it right there. So that's why you can't just go, well, if you don't pay me what I'm asking for, I'm going to just walk. Well, you could do that, but then what are we talking about? My father raised me with the analogy that some money better than no money. But then he also raised me with the analogy that all money ain't good money. And oh, I've had to learn that one the hard way. So with this system as flawed as it is, I still got God. As flawed as this country is, you still got God. They can't take that away. They can't move that. They can't stop nothing God got for you. So you can get whoever you want in the White House, in the governor's mansion. You can get them in the Senate. You can get whoever. I'm going to do my part. I'm going to keep voting. I'm going to keep trying to make change. I'm going to keep on striving. I'm going to keep on making it better because I got grandkids. I got to keep letting them see Pawpaw fighting, and they got to see the dog in me. But when all of it shake down, I'm so glad I got God, ain't you? Because, man, God can get you through anything. Even this too, because this too shall pass. Those are my closing remarks today. If you didn't like it, I understand that too. Well, see me next week. I'll try another one tomorrow. Y'all have a great day, man.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350 plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s. Dance away with hip-hop beats and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.